Emmy and the Incredible Shrinking Rat. Written by Lynn Jonell and read by Lynn Jonell with a full cast.
The squirrel's head poked out of the hole. His furry arm held the stem of a very large acorn.
"I don't really care for nuts, thank you,"
the rat began. And then, with one swift movement, the acorn was flung with startling accuracy at the rat's head. It landed with a crack. The rat gave a yelp and tumbled down, somersaulting, his little pink feet flailing helplessly in the air. And then Emmy caught him. He lay cradled between her palms, limp and gasping for breath. His small, plump body was surprisingly soft in her hands. She could see the patch of white fur behind his left ear, such an even, triangular shape, and a thin trail of moisture from his quivering nose. Suddenly, she felt full of pity for this small, arrogant, impossible creature, and she stroked the back of his head gently with her thumb. The rat opened his eyes.
"Kindly do not pet me. My name is not Fido, nor is it Fluffy. Put me down at once."
Emmy set the rat down gently in the grass. He struggled to sit up, looking very stiff.
"You have been of some service to me, but let's get one thing straight. I have my own life to live, and I don't want you following me. Your mere presence drove that poor squirrel mad, and he..."
The rat sniffed.
"He was just about to invite me to lunch."
Emmy looked at him.
"You honestly think that squirrel..."
The rat waved an airy paw.
"I accept your apology. Now leave me alone."
"I'm not apologizing, you nutcase."
"Go away! Leave me alone! Get a life!"
Emmy stared at the imperious rat and turned on her heel.
"Fine, I'm going."